2 weeks without competitive football. How pleasing was that?
They were brilliant. They were absolutely brilliant. To a man. But I've just gone in the dressing room and I said, you know, sometimes when a game goes a little bit flat at times, if you continue to work hard and to backtrack and get around your teammates, the tempo will come back. Finn Sinclair Smith and Regan Linney today were absolutely exceptional. And we talk about average distance covered. They probably average about 11 or 12 kilometres, both from 14, 15 kilometres today. I mean, the amount of times that they both popped up in the right back or left back position in the final third, that just it's exceptional. And that's fitness, and that's I'm really pleased about that.
It was a sort of a sluggish start, I suppose, in a sense. You know, that's very sluggish, but it was a bit disconnected. But once FC conceded, the response was phenomenal, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, you know, and said at half time, Dan probably plucked a couple of corners out, and then, you know, we're 1-0 down. That's probably all he's had. Second half, he's had nothing to do. You know, we're on top. We get the penalty. You put your house on chance scoring, but he doesn't. You know, it's one of them things. And, you know, we've got to bounce back. But, you know, the movement for the equaliser, Coquelin getting across the front post as he does so well, you know, 1-0. And then you could just smell it around the stadium. And then we just started playing the FC way. And, you know, some of that football in the last stage of the first half and the second half was incredible. A one-touch pass in the rotations. And, you know, really, really pleased when Fowles comes on and gets the winner.
You reverted to a front two, and that seemed to work incredibly well. And is there any temptation to start that way one day?
You know my favourite saying, and you know I won't swear, but the things that people don't see behind the scenes, we knew we signed two forwards, and we need to work hard in training to, you know, how to adapt to 4-4-2. We knew today that will be an opportunity, you know, and the lads have taken to it, and it gives me a second formation. You know, you've got Coquelin, you've got Fowler. For me, they're both as good as each other. You know, some days we'll play one, some days we'll play two, but they showed today for half an hour that they can play as a two, and that's a lot of work and, you know, a lot of tactical work on the training grounds, which come off.
Just to go on from one of the points that James raised there with regards to we started the game looking a bit ring rusty, having not played for a couple of weeks, but we improved as the first half went on. Do you think that teams that deal with a stop-start season, as this is going to be, the better you deal with that, and how you deal with that will dictate who comes out on top?
Yeah, of course it does. You know, it is hard. You know, we've trained really hard for the last 2 weeks, but there's nothing like playing football. And I said to Brian on Thursday night, I said the lads look like they're ready for a game. And, you know, then all of a sudden you turn up for the game and, you know, we just can't get into our stride. And it's a couple of weeks, but we know, you know, we've got a lot of belief in ourselves, and we talk about, you know, staying positive when things aren't right. And, you know, we probably wasn't right for 10, 15 minutes, but then we got out of the traps, didn't we? And we played really well. For me, it's weird now because, you know, last season, you know, you're playing every week unless there's a torrential downpour, and you're checking every Friday night now, has anyone made the phone call, or Thursday night, Saturday morning, have they made the phone call? And then you get here and the other team are, and you think, brilliant, let's go for it. And, you know, it's weird. You know, the preparation is strange, but, you know, we'll take a win all day long. It's fantastic.
Yeah, we'll take the first league win of the season.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Just another one. On the second half, as Stafford started to get ragged during the second half and it got a bit physical, are you happy with the way we dealt with the physicality that Stafford brought into it? Because I thought we dealt with that really well. We didn't get drawn in too much.
And listen, I know people say Regan Linney's got a bit of a, you know, when people ignited, but he got thrown to the floor by the keeper and then trampled on. I watched it all, you know, and then he got booked, and then Michael Potts got smashed in an awful tackle. Donald's got smashed, and they were throwing it around. And, you know, teams are going to do that to us. You know, we're not the biggest of sides. We're not the experienced of sides. You know, we're a footballing side, and probably, you know, the physicality isn't one of our strengths, but I'm really proud of the lads. You know, they stuck in, they dealt with it, they didn't back chat the referee, which is pleasing for me.
It's how you deal with it and how you react to it, isn't it? And we dealt with it and we didn't react.
At the time, we were on top, weren't they? And the only thing they could do was kind of try and side us down. There was some movement. I think there was a 20-minute spell in the second half that they just couldn't get anywhere near us.
Longer than that, yeah.
Was it longer than that? Yeah. And he was waxing lyricals on the side, and it was one touch, two touches, Finn on the ball, Regan, and it was just patterns of play. It was, you know, it was fantastic. But as a manager, you know, like I said, I'm coming up to my 2-year anniversary, you know, at the club, you know, this month, and there's a lot of hard work gone in, you know, behind the scenes. A lot of our work goes into training, and kind of what you see is the lads adapting to systems and taking on board instructions and having that, you know, courage to go and play and that braveness to play. And, you know, they're a brilliant group, and today they were, you know, they did it again.
How important is it that Griffiths, such a key player, but how important is it that he wasn't missed today. No disrespect to him at all.
I thought, do you know, for 15 minutes of the game, the first thing, I thought we missed him immensely because that Diag ball that gets us out of trouble at times, we didn't really get a foothold on the game and we couldn't get Charlie into the game. And I turned to Brian and said, this is probably the game where we're missing Griff a little bit. But then, you know, we adapted and we changed things slightly. And we can't be reliant on one man, you know, we can't be. But he was a massive player for us. He's a huge miss. We're looking forward to getting Lancaster away, out of the way on Tuesday, and he can return to the squad next Saturday. But, you know, players of Luke Griffiths' calibre, you have to miss them. But, you know, credit to Mike Donoghue and Michael Potts, they've stepped in. And, you know, I mean, I talk about Potts, how he gives him a captain. Donoghue's, he's just every bit as good, you know, and he's getting better.
And defence, pretty flawless today. You look at Aaron Morris, slightly uncertain start to the season, obviously your centre-backs, and Dodd for us was the man of the match today.
Yeah, Doddy's incredible. You know, some of the things he did in the first half, you can hear the main stand, you know, he's so calm on the ball, he gets us out of trouble, he's so quick on the overlap, he puts great balls in. But then the back four, we've got to praise Curtis Jones. You know, he hasn't trained Thursday. He's been really under the weather. He had a test. He come back negative. He did a little fitness test. He felt leggy, but, you know, he played through it. And again, things that people don't see behind the scenes, but you've got to credit that. And I thought him and Doyley were brilliant. And they're forging a good partnership. And, you know, listen, I don't mind telling you, I had a bit of a ding-dong with Aaron Morrison, you know, at half-time because of the pass that I felt that led to their goal. And the switch was on, really. But, you know, he's responded very well. You know, second half he's come out and was immaculate. And, you know, you do that in the dressing room at times, but, you know, it's only because we care.
Given licence to push well forward as well, Morris, today.
Yeah, we do. We let our fullbacks go. I mean, people say, kind of, I'm the type of manager, you score two, we'll score three. You know, but I like my fullbacks going. They're my wide men. You know, I see 7 and 11 is like coming in off the flanks and playing closer to the 9 or the 10. But when you've got lads like Morris and Dodd in the fullback areas who are fit, who work on the fitness and have got good quality, you know, you've always got an outlet there. So that's how we play. People try and cotton onto it, but it is hard to play against when we get into our rhythm.
Finally, two games ahead. So Lancaster, 4-2 winners today. They're finding their way. Interesting challenge Tuesday night?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, you remember last season's game, don't you? You know, here, you know, we're 2-0 up, we're brilliant, and the last 10 minutes we go kamikaze, and then boom, we go and win it in the last minute, and we're all in the main stand and in the SMRE. It was incredible. And, you know, we always look forward to Lancaster. You know, I've got a lot of friends there, and see, it's a bit of a local derby. You know, they're going to be a good side. Mark Fell's got a good team there. They've got a good win today. Not an easy place to go. But, you know, we've got to play everybody. You know, I think South Shields might have slipped up again today. You know, they were getting beat 1-0, and you just never know. You know, I still say that people can beat everyone in this league. You know, it's just who adapts to the conditions, who adapts, you know, to the formations, and, you know, which players turn up. But for me, you know, it's another home game. We're unbeaten. You know, I'm taking Alfreton as a win, so we're still unbeaten. That's another one.
Well, it's certainly not a defeat.
It's not a defeat. And listen, you know, people have, if you would have said to me, you know, we're going to get into the middle of October unbeaten in the league and we're still in the FA Cup, it's incredible. And yeah, I've got to touch upon that. We're 90 minutes away from the first round proper, and we'll keep our feet on the floor, but there's a real buzz in that dressing room. You know, they can create something special, and I'm forever showing them the pictures down the tunnel, and they're desperate to get themselves on there, and I'm sure that if they keep doing what they're doing, then they won't be far away.
And Geisley having a good season.
Yeah, Chaddy's on to watch him today. You know, Chaddy's gone, so we'll get a video and report on him, and we'll, like I said, we'll take care of Lancaster first. Hopefully we don't get beaten, we can go into the weekend still unbeaten and on good form. We love it under lights at Broadhurst Park, so, you know, we can't wait for Tuesday. And, you know, some tired bodies in there today, but you've seen me, I've rested a few, and there'll be more changes on Tuesday. I think there might be two or three changes Tuesday, but just keep everyone fresh. But as a manager, it's great when you can pull off Linney and Sinclair Smith and put on Penfold and Omston Smith. You know, we've got a good squad.
Omston Smith, it was good, wasn't he? Yeah,
very good.
Really, really
very good.
He went straight into it.
Yeah. Very good. You know, so you look around now on the bench, and I think we've got options now, and it's, you know, you don't fear a little bit, because we're still short without Luke in the centre midfield, and Donna's passed the fitness test for the game. So, but listen, we'll keep working. We've got a relatively small squad. We're not looking to bring in anybody. We're happy with what we've got.
So, well, and of course South Shields, don't want to get too ahead, but South Shields are looming in the distant 10 days.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I went to watch them last week play Bamber Bridge, so, you know, we've got a full debrief on them. But it's not easy. You know, there's a lot of expectation on them to go and win the league, and I was talking, and, you know, pressure gets to you at times, and, you know, we play pressure-free. You know, our fans are great, and they let us play pressure-free, and they get behind the lads, and when they see good football, and, you know, and they've been treated some really good football, but that's credit to the boys in there.
Well, congratulations to you and to the team, Neil, and we'll see you on Tuesday.
Brilliant. Thanks guys.
Very much.